Going to cross daf mesech b'mtzid of tzali dal begin the manal begin tesmat the begin the gemara in mesefa. Let's see the sefa of mishnah. Kolt nashesh ma'aser b'chalasai. Whenever you have the ma'aser first and they bottle, the condition is nullified. So some of the may I could say the mishnah is Rabbi Huda going to Rabbi Laman. Rishayis says hachem mashmeh. From here it sounds like a perish akunja. It's not like the way Rashi explains the peg said peg mishachs and gidnavayin him and alf. That he says over the definitely Rabban Reb Meir, why do they agree to be in Tanai Kodem L'Maisa? You have to have Tanai Kodem L'Maisa. But how they come over regarding this? The Gemara says Elam Rabba, Mishum Dabba Maisa Kodem L'Tanai. Rashi says no, they're not disagreeing on this point. They agree to this point of Reb Meir that you have to have Tanai Kodem L'Maisa. They don't disagree if you have to double the Tanai. But here you see nothing. The Gemara is proven from this point, like Reb Meir, not the Chacham. Next test not to begin the words. The Gemara Amnach Mitzvah says Masnid Namadeka B'Chula. A mission is also precise. That we were saying like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Which Tosafot ben Tema going to say, "Mike, Mashma and Rav Nachma, what's Rav Nachma teaching us?" Rav Amaleel, Rav had previously said, "Zu Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, boy, Mashayach Deka." What's this? I could meduyik. It's inferred. Mashu Behedi, which is explicit. Because then you could say the Leishmeli did Rav. He didn't hear what Rav said, so that's not difficult. And Mashayach Namideka, he could have said the word Deka. Kivin Shein Beferish Mishnah is explicit in the Mishnah. Abakasha, but difficult because to have a Leila Misni. Should have said kol she'i efshal le'lekaim tonoi. If you can have another condition, but let's nullify ki inach the reisha, like the way the wording of the reisha, the wording is not the same. That well, why is the mishnah saying differently? It's only saying the. That if you could fulfill it, it's fulfilled. The other things the Mishnah spoke about was on the negative, and here he's saying in the positive. So since it's Benir Lema Oid, the Rav Nachman have a yada lahad the Rav. Rav Nachman knew Rav's teaching. Mafarish, and he's explaining Minole la Rav, the Mestin Kavasei, explaining that that yeah, of course that's the Mishnah, but how did Rav know that the Mishnah is truthfully like Yud Ben Tema? Why? What's it coming to explain? Because you could say Das Kukul Alma that's going like everyone, Bekoi Aresha, and that this that we're saying in the Sefer, Kol Shev Shlakaim B'Sefer Isnim Tchos Naikaim, it's going with what the Mishnah said beforehand. The time where we said Kol Amasta Mashukas Matayah Nei Bottle. Well, if you stipulate against what the Torah says, it's going to be nullified. And on that, you have time. On that, the Mishnah is coming to explain Mishnah B'Chol Tanai Shev Shlakaim B'Sefer. If you could fulfill it. Then it's valid. Because we stipulate against what the Torah says. She absolutely came with that for halachic reasons it cannot be valid. It's my bottle. The condition is nullified. And maybe that's what the Mishnah means. And also, the words that the Mishnah says that, oh, if you stipulate with him in the beginning, that namikai reisha, that's also going to reisha. The Torah says, b'chol sheyesh b'maisa mitchalasai. If you mentioned the action first, Tanoi bottle, then we said that it's going to be, the condition is going to be nullified. That's what the Mishnah is coming to explain now. Dafka hisna lav mitchalasai Tanoi kam. That's only if he originally stipulated like this. Said that, because you need to have that tonight should be before that Shad Naikar Lamaisa, you need to have that tonight should be before the Maisa. And on that, Rabbi Nachman, but it's coming to say, the Daik is inferring to Asik Rabbi Tema. That no, that it would seem that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda Tema. Why? And from a diak, but he told me from the fact that he said the word kol, because the isim and the ratio, if it's just concluding what the ratio said, I will miss the kol. Ella the im evshal ikayim b'sayfe. If you can fill out the end, Mishnah love mitchalasai tnoi kaim. Levadai rather obviously sayfe milzavah b'navshu. It's his own independent teaching. B'shum chiddush aslash minon and. What's the call? So we're saying that it's not explained the ratio, and so that it must be teaching us times of the chiddush. And if that's the case, not the also lamedag must become a tetzal the dik that efshir in only if it's possible. Yes, leefshir lo if not possible not, which is rebutim and tabis chiddush. There has to be something that you could fulfill. Pesher ben Shmuel ein nir lori kolal lekach like esavtiv. He says therefore I didn't write it at all. Return to the seventh parak, and then we begin the eighth parak, parak Hashoyel Hasapar, which this belongs in Amud Beis. Parak B'Mashicha Baal Bamira, that these are not happening at the same time. the Sheil Bevayim was with Amira, and the par was b'meshicha. The Hikshri Ravam, the Ravam asked, because Damla Kamam Birgit, the Gemara says later on in the paragraph of Tzad Zayin Maralav, Shasla, Tavcha, Va'omna, Vesaper, Saper Masa, all these professions, Kulu, all of them, Be'idna, Be'detayu, when they're middle doing their job, Sheil Bevayim Damla. It's like they're doing Sheil Bevayim because of what they do, the work for everyone in town. Now, Mashmed sounds like they should be Idna B'detayu, that if they're not doing their work, is not going to be considered as for anyone else. Meaning, if someone borrows an animal from them when they're working, the animal dies, the person can be potter because the shel b'baim, because the b'baim are working for the whole community. But it sounds like that not doing that void, it's not shel b'baim. So I get over here that amir l'chud, even before he starts to work, is shel b'baim. But you see, it's only when the guy's actually working. The Hashem says, we can say, no, the love daf can be nabad tayu. We don't mean literally when the guy's not doing work. Rather, when they're walking, even if they're preening themselves, they're going to do chashvi nevadatay. That's already considered doing their work, which is what the equivalent of what we're saying over here. Bailam Amir. It says, but for sure, most definitely, that when they're just talking about before they even preparing themselves to go to work, that's not going to be considered as. Then it was revealed that he shaita at that moment. He was drinking beer at the time. Wasn't considered b'shil b'baylam because he wasn't working with him at that time. So it's only when you're literally like preparing right before, which is the amir of right before, but not like before that, that would not be considered as shil b'baylam.